My mom didn't know it, but boy, did she make a mistake. I know that now because of my son's longtime interest in baseball card collecting. Actually, baseball card investing. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's always known what those cards are worth, especially the rare ones. One little card can be worth many hundreds or even thousands of dollars. I think I had some of those valuable cards when I was a kid. I had players like Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams. Cards like that are worth big bucks today. Of course, I don't have them anymore. Sometime when we were moving, my mother threw them away. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about treasure in the trash. See, my mother had no idea of the value of what she was throwing away. A lot of people make that same mistake because they don't know how much they're worth. When you've been put down, left out, mistreated, abandoned, you can battle feelings of worthlessness your whole life, no matter how successful you may become. Maybe that's a feeling you know all too well. And tragically, those of us who don't know what we're worth have a tendency to throw ourselves away on bad relationships, low goals, self-destructive choices. But this very day, the person who created you wants to remind you of how much you are worth. In Matthew 13:44, it's our word for today from the Word of God, Jesus is telling one of his parables. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, went and sold all he had and bought that field." Now, the parable right before this indicates that the field is this world we live in, and the man in the field is Jesus. And the buried treasure, that's you and me. It's very possible you've been such a buried treasure that you don't even know you're a treasure. But Jesus thinks so. I love one thought that George W. Bush expressed in his inaugural address. He said, "No insignificant person was ever born." Well, God would agree with that. He says in Ephesians 2:10 that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. So all those people who've treated you like you're worthless, they don't know who you really are. You are God's workmanship, my friend. And here's the ultimate proof of how much Jesus values you. In the words of his parable, he went out and sold all he had so you could belong to him. The reason we feel like we're worth so little is ultimately because we're away from the one who gave us our worth. The Bible describes us as being, quote, without God because, well, we've taken over the running of our own lives. I mean, the middle letter of sin is I. All our sinning has put a wall between us and the God who made us for himself. But when Jesus was dying on that cross, he was giving all he had to pay the price for all the wrong things you have ever done. In your heart, for just a moment, would you walk up that hill the Bible calls Skull Hill and just stand there quietly at the foot of that cross where the Son of God is pouring out his life for you? Look at him dying for you. You are not worthless, but you'll never know how valuable you are until you give yourself to the one who died to buy you back. And you could do that right now, right where you are. Tell him, "Jesus, I want to belong to you. I believe the only way I can is for you to forgive my sin, and only you can because you died for it. I turn from that sinning and ask you to come into my life. You're alive. You walked out of your grave. Please come into my life today. The rest of my life is yours." Boy, at this crossroads moment, this is what we made our website for, is for you at a time like this. Go there and check it out. It'll really help you know you belong to him. That's anewstory.com, anewstory.com. See, Jesus doesn't want to lose you. That's why he paid for you with his life. And this could be the day that you finally belong to the one who loves you like you've never been loved before.
A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.